Let's turn to a story locally that really caught our attention yesterday. That has to do with a member of the Prince Williams County School Board. He is named Gil Trenum, and he is a member of the U.S. Navy Reserves. And at the age of 50, he got called up, as many people in the reserves do. Listen to what he had to say about it.
I received mobilization orders to Djibouti, Africa, in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. These orders are extremely unexpected. However, I am honored and, yes, proud to step up to active duty once again in service to our country. This is a short-notice deployment, so my family will be going through the challenges of trying to prepare in 2 months when the military normally allows up to 6 months to prepare.
And as a member of the school board, he wanted to cover his spot there. He wished to have a temporary appointment fill his spot, and via email and other types of global communications that we now have at our disposal, he'd be able to stay on top of the issues facing the school board. Mm-hmm. And then when he returned from his deployment, he would keep his seat. Well, not according to the chairman of that school board, who is a Democrat, who said, nope, forget it, you're out of here, I'm going to replace you with another Democrat. Joining us right now is Rich Anderson. He is a delegate for the Commonwealth of Virginia out of that area, and we want to find out what we can do about this. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Larry and Jesse. I appreciate you asking me on.
Well, did I set up this properly? What did I leave out, and what can be done about this?
Well, I think you left it, you set it up just perfectly. We've got a situation down here in Prince William where, of course, Gil Trenum, a Navy commander in 05, one step above one of the top ranks in the Navy, is set to deploy to Africa wearing the uniform of our country. He's been called involuntarily to national service, and so off he goes. But in the meantime, there's this dispute in Prince William County about whether or not his seat stays open, and he does it over the year from the long distance using technology, as you cited, or whether someone else slides in there. And I think we have ample opinions from the Attorney General of Virginia, two opinions, as well as longstanding practice, as well as the Code of Virginia. So I think Gil is on solid ground. As you know, he's recommended three individuals that the board potentially consider as his acting replacement. They are well matched to the school district that he represents. So that's kind of the situation here right now. My interest is that his school board district lies within the bounds of the 51st House District that I represent in the General Assembly. I spent 30 years in the United States Air Force, retired as a colonel at the Pentagon 7 years ago, and now I chair the Virginia General Assembly Military and Veterans Caucus, which means that all of the legislation affecting 800,000 Virginians wind through our committee.
Well, you know, what's really offensive to me, having served 20 years also in the Marine Corps, is that they would take his post away. Now, granted, this isn't a full-time position. We understand that. How long of a deployment are we looking at? Is it a year or 18 months? And is this going to – are the voters even upset about this?
Jesse, this is a one-year deployment to Djibouti, Africa. Again, he has reached back, and again, he has offered for consideration the names of three individuals who have never run for office. So they're fairly apolitical people, but live in that district. And so he is, I think he has made a fair recommendation to the board. And then we have this instance where there is a recommendation to essentially flip in a seat and overturn an election without an election. What I'm hearing, I spent a lot of time with the 12 veteran service organizations in Prince William County. I'm talking about posts that represent mm-hmm. the VFW, the American Legion, the disabled American veterans. This has started to seep into their consciousness. Mm-hmm. They are highly incensed.
Of course.
That this treatment would be levied against a person who has worn the cloth of the country and in this instance has agreed to deploy and put himself potentially in harm's way.
It's yeah. appalling.
So, what are the legal aspects of this? Does the chairman of the school board have carte blanche on this? Is it just basically begin and end with his decision and whether he can just do this, or is there some sort of recourse?
Well, there are two attorney general opinions with the Commonwealth, one in 2002, one in 2004. And if you boil all the legalese down, what I have done is sat down with the Division of Legislative Services, attorneys in that office. That's an office in the General Assembly that assists us in the writing of bills. They know the state and federal constitution, state and federal law inside out. And here's what it all boils down into layman's language. I'm not an attorney, so I like layman's language.
Yeah, well, so do we.
Okay, school board member isn't required to vacate his office. He is not required to provide notice of his call to service to the school board. There is no vacancy unless and until he does provide notice to the school board. The school board cannot make a temporary appointment if he does not provide notice. If the school board member does provide notice to the school board, then the board is required to make a temporary appointment to perform his duties, and the temporary appointee would only serve until the school board member returns from his active duty service. End quote. I was reading that because I wanted to get that layman's language correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we appreciate that.
Well, it sounds like they don't have grounds to take this position away from him because his notice wasn't to step down. His notice was essentially, I'll be out of the area. I will be communicating via Skype and email. I would assume they're not meeting on a daily basis. I would first of all, how often do they meet, and how much longer is left on his term?
Well, Gil was elected to another term last year in the 2015 election cycle.
Okay.
That's when we were all up. And so he has just been reelected. He had no opposition because he's immensely popular in that district. And so as a result, he can go over there for the second year of his term, do the job, and then return home. And again, it is up to Gil, according to Attorney General opinion, Code of Virginia, and past precedent, that he gets to decide whether or not to trigger this temporary replacement. And those are the discussions that he is in right now with the school board. Now, the school board chairman has proposed to put a Democrat in that seat for that one-year period and wants to go to the Attorney General of Virginia in order to get an opinion.
Mark Herring, we know where his opinions come down.
He can do that. However, I went back to the Division of Legislative Services for a second opinion, and they cited another case in which it's very clear that that cannot happen, that the Code of Virginia stands on its own, and Gil is in the driver's seat on this. Right. Additionally, in 2006, which was before I got to the General Assembly, then Delegate Morgan Griffith, who of course now represents Southwest Virginia in Congress, did a bill that essentially underscored a clear indication that the General Assembly holds fast to this principle.
Right. What do the people need to do?
We got to leave it there, unfortunately. Jesse Jane Duff, it's a great question, though. Can you give us a quick answer on that?
What can people do? They can light up the switchboards. They can call their people in the best democratic, as in little d, fashion that's our American tradition.
Yeah, leave the pitchforks at homes for now, though. All right, thank you for joining us, Rich Anderson, out of the Commonwealth of Virginia's House of Delegates. And by the way, the school board chairman, the Democrat involved here, Ryan Sawyers is his name. Let his name be known.
Blow up
this is the man
board.
Who wants to bounce this guy, this man, Gil Trenum, because he's a Navy reservist and he's doing a duty to our nation. And according to Ryan Sawyers, Democrat school board chairman in Prince William County, that means he should lose his seat.